This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
That's a great question. That's a great question.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
You know, one of the voices in that little montage, one of the voices in there, yeah. you know who it is?
I have a guess, yeah.
Go ahead.
Is it Greg Cosell?
Yeah, one of the voices is definitely Greg Cosell.
Yeah.
Definitely Greg Cosell.
Which is awesome.
So, can we get him to say it again? Let's find out. There's only one place to find out. All guests, of course, on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And that is where Greg Cosell, lead producer, NFL Films, joins us right now. Hey, Greg, what's been a minute? How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. We want to know about Mac Jones. What have you seen with his play, specifically last year in Jacksonville?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's funny. Mac Jones falls into that category now, and I've been giving this a lot of thought, you know, because of the draft as well, and I've had a lot of conversations with people of how difficult it is to be a pure pocket quarterback in this league when you don't really have any second reaction movement ability and you're not a great thrower. Now, it can be done. You know, obviously scheme and system go a long way in determining whether that kind of quarterback can be a really consistent player week to week, but you have to be so good at so many of the details, nuances, and subtleties of the position in order to be, you know, a quality starting quarterback playing that way. And also, he's not very big, so it's, you know, I think that's one reason why it just didn't quite work out for him up to this point in his career. After, you know, a decent rookie season, not a great one, a decent one. And it just hasn't worked out because that style of quarterback is it's just hard.
So you're saying he doesn't have, and you were talking about the second reaction mobility skills. Is he basically statuesque? Is he unable, from what you've seen on the film, to get out there and make plays with his legs, even to the level that Brock Purdy has?
Well, he's not as athletically gifted as Purdy. You know, every quarterback, look, we're in an era where pretty much every quarterback has some athletic ability. You know, I'm not saying he could never run for a first down, but that's not really what his game is. And you're not building, you know, you're not counting on that to be part of his array of talents, you know, if he's your starting quarterback. If he's your starting quarterback, everything has to be pretty much timing-based, rhythm-based. The system has to present the defined reads and throws. He has to be phenomenal pre-snap. He has to be phenomenal at what I call elimination and isolation. I guess most people would call that processing. So it's just, that's what you have to be if you're essentially a pocket quarterback, which he is. And again, I'm not saying he could never, ever run for a first down on third and nine, but that he would be in the bottom fourth of the league in that regard if he was your starting quarterback.
Greg, what about this? I mean, and I don't want to ask you to be speculative, but At the same time, we've watched a lot of quarterbacks kind of do their best work in their career when they're with Kyle Shanahan. So do you think that Mac Jones might, if he does end up playing at all, maybe there's a level of Mac that we haven't seen yet? Is that fair?
It's possible, sure. I mean, obviously, it's a tremendous system. When it's working, you know, at its finest, it is a system where the ball tends to come out on time rhythmically. There's no question because Kyle's one of the best in the league. You know, it's one reason why Sam Darnold was so good in Minnesota, because Kevin O'Connell's one of the best in the league. I've always, as I've told you guys, been a big believer in coaching, and there's no question that Kyle is among the very best in the league. And is that possible? I guess my question to you guys would be, do you think the 49ers need a new starting quarterback?
We don't think so. And we have talked to you before, Greg, about the quarterback store and there not being one. And so a QB in the hand is worth more than two in the bush. So I think my partner and I are both sold on what Brock Purdy is, even though this year, I don't know what you've seen from the film, but a lot of people are saying it was a down year. How did you assess Brock Purdy last year?
I don't think it was as good as the year prior, but he's been a very good quarterback through 3 years in the league. You know, we've discussed some of the things that to me on tape showed up that I thought he has to work through. And by the way, that can be pretty normal. Don't forget it was a team that was racked by injuries. Their O-line was not very good this year relative to the previous 2 years. You know, they had injuries at the wide receiver position. So, you know, it was just, look, Purdy, I like Purdy, and I think he's a quality NFL quarterback. You know, no one's going to sit here and say he's Mahomes, Burrow, Jackson, Allen, you know, those guys. No one would say that. But he's a quality NFL quarterback. I think he needs players around him. The run game sort of faded away as the year progressed. So most quarterbacks are in that situation, by the way. So that's not a knock on Brock Purdy. And, you know, this is a team that's obviously kind of, they probably wouldn't call it rebuilding, but let's say they're in a resetting mode right now. As you guys know, they allowed a lot of players to walk. They're going to be a different team this year. And, you know, that happens. You know, you go through that. This is what free agency is you lose players, you can't pay everybody, and then you bring in new players, and then you start over.
So, Greg, yeah, I think we definitely want to ask you about some of those players that were on their way out the door. But before we leave the quarterback position, I'm curious why you asked us if we think the Niners need a new starting quarterback.
Well, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people who believe, as you have told me, there's a lot of people, I'm sure, listening and in the Bay Area that probably think Purdy may not be the guy, given that he didn't have his best year of his 3 years in 2024, and that Mac Jones was tied correctly or incorrectly, we don't know, to Kyle Shanahan when he came out in the draft. So I'm sure there are some people who think that they made this signing because Mac Jones could end up being the starting quarterback.
Well, no, there's no doubt that people are curious because of the name, because of the past discussion and all of that. But I guess maybe you can answer it for them. Like, how big is the gap? Yeah. How big is the gap, in your opinion, between what you've seen from Brock versus what you've seen from Mac?
Pretty significant up to this point. But again, you raise a good point. You know, when you're with Kyle Shanahan, things can change. But up to this point in time, which is all we have is the film, the gap would be significant.
Yeah, and the gap is primarily in processing and experience, and it's ball handling and athleticism. And when you look at...
It's pretty much in every variable you could come up with.
Right, and so the only thing I'm curious about with Mac Jones, and we can talk about the other players that Mark was referencing who have left the building, does Mac have the skills to run the specific type of offense that Kyle likes with the boot action, the play action, and some of the other movement needs that the quarterback has to have to run the fakes?
Not as well as Brock. I mean, is he capable? Yes, but not as well as Brock Purdy is.
Okay, and that's, I mean, kind of an across-the-board read on it.
Yeah.
One thing I want to ask you, Greg, is Kyle Juszczyk is one of the people who is out the door and, you know, short of them finding another fullback, does that signal to you a possible change in how they're going to go about scheming up the offense?
Yes, because, I mean, right now there's not a fullback on the roster. You know, fullback is not a position where there's a ton of them. We still have the rest of free agency. We have the draft. We don't know what's going to happen. But as we speak today on March 13th, They do not have a fullback on the roster, so they don't know how that's all going to play out. So you'd have to believe that there's going to be a greater emphasis on 11 personnel, meaning one back, one tight end, three wide receivers, because as you guys know, Juszczyk over the last number of years, I mean, they were a 21 personnel offense playing with Juszczyk, who probably played in any given season 35 to 45% of the offensive snaps. So you'd have to think, you know, again, we don't know what the immediate future holds and when we still have the draft, but you would have to think right now that they would be working on that change because they don't know how it's going to play out.
Greg, what about the Niner pass rush? I think a lot of eyebrows went up on two names, and mainly Leonard Floyd, but on the interior, Malik Collins, who you said some good things about this year.
Yep.
Did those grab you by surprise, and what did you think of their actual play last year?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, I thought Collins played pretty well. You know, again, I'm not in the building. I don't know how they feel. I thought Collins, and I've always thought Collins, he's been with a number of teams, so I don't know why that's the case. You know, maybe there's something something else going on there, but I thought he played pretty well. He's a certain kind of player. He's a three technique. He's a gap penetrator. He's got quickness. He's always been that guy. Obviously they did not re-sign him. So they're going to move on from him. Right now they did re-sign Kevin Givens, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Kevin Givens is a very quick, guy as well. I've always liked him since he came out of Penn State. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, you know, the thing is, you reach a certain point where you've got to move on from certain players. You know, like Leonard Floyd, for instance, is getting to be an older player. While he's not a bad player, you know, he's probably not a guy you're building your future around. And maybe they just made a decision that, you know what, we're not going to sign him to a one-year deal. And I think he even got a two-year deal where he signed. So, you know, maybe if that's what the market was going to bear for him, which it obviously did because that's what he signed, then you know, they made a decision they're not going to do that. You know, the thing is, you have to do this at some point. Now, you hope that you can do it without totally, changing your team to the point where they're not as competitive. But every team kind of has to go through that at some point. And if your quarterback plays at a high level, normally you weather that storm.
And another guy who has gone, and, you know, you talk about how you have to kind of reset the roster, it's Deebo Samuel. And I wonder about what this passing game is like and even the auxiliary running game, which Deebo played a role in. What did you think about Debo's year last year, and could that have been, you know, a decline in his play as a big reason, or at least a part of the reason why they let him go?
Well, as you know, we've discussed, I mean, and maybe people have the wrong impression. You know, I had this conversation with someone else over the last couple of days. You know, I think there's a perception, and maybe it's a perception in the Bay Area, that Debo is a big-time number one type receiver, and he's not. And he's a piece in a really kind of cool offense that, you know, he's a multiple location player within the offense. He's a movable chess piece, but he's not a big-time number one receiver. So maybe they're going to make some changes in how they play offense. We spoke about the fact that they might be switching far more to an 11-personnel offense. And, you know, maybe they just felt, look, they drafted Pearsall last year. We'll see what happens with Ayuk, who's coming back from an injury. We'll see when he comes back. They signed DeMarcus Robinson, who's always, wherever he's been, seems like he does a really good job. You know, obviously they have Jennings. You know, I don't know, maybe you know, I don't know what they think of Jacob Cowing. I really liked his tape in college. He played in two places, UTEP and Arizona. I liked him in both places because I watched his tape in both places. He was a totally different receiver in each spot. So again, at some point when you draft players, you've got to go with them. And I'm sure that's the decision that they made.
Greg, you mentioned DeMarcus Robinson there. Would love to know your thoughts on him and whether or not you think he can be a valuable piece for the 49ers this year.
I do. You know, it's funny. When DeMarcus Robinson, I believe he came out of Florida years ago, and he had some personal issues. And I remember that draft in particular. I can't remember the other receivers, but I thought he was a top five receiving prospect in that draft. And he's moved around the league, and wherever he's been, he's, you know, he's sort of been the third guy, sometimes the second guy. And he's always been, in his own way, productive. Not, you know, not necessarily volume productive in terms of catching 80 or 90 balls, but he's always been productive, and he's always been a part of the pass game. And I've always liked him as a player. He's got good size. He's got pretty good speed. You know, he's one of those guys that helps a pass game. So I thought that was a good signing.
I mean, Greg, you're a tape guy, but, like, we're talking to Niner fans every day who are panicking. Do you think that this is a panic roster right now?
Because everything's going to be different. You know, right now, they're used to a team that over the last 6 years was one of the absolute best in the league. They just didn't get a chance to win the Super Bowl. And obviously, last year, it kind of fell apart due to injuries and other factors. So, you know, this was a team now that was, like I said, among the best, the very best in the league. And now it's a major difference. So, you know, difference, people don't usually deal with difference very well. So, you know, maybe there is a reset. I'm not saying it's okay if they go 8-9 this year. They would never look at it that way. You know that. You know the way Kyle Shanahan is. That would not be okay. But I think every team has to go through this to some degree. I mean, you know, look, the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. Their whole defense is going to be different this year, with very few exceptions. So, I mean, this is what happens with teams, you know. And then you hope that you make the right decisions, and then you wait for the draft, and you see what happens in the draft.
Greg, great stuff, man. Really, really glad to have you.
I'm just trying to be a little realistic here, guys.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
you know, this is the way it works. You know, everybody wants superstars every year. You can't pay everybody, and there are times when you just have to readjust.
Is this, by the way, is this an amazing defensive line draft? We've heard that.
D-tackle is an unbelievable position in this draft. I mean, I was told by someone in the know, and I'm grinding away watching tape, guys. That's what I do every day. I've been watching college tape every single day, and so I've probably seen 200 guys already in great detail. But I was told by someone in the know that you could see 20 defensive tackles taken in the first three rounds.
Woo! Wow.
Do you have a name that you think would be amazing at number 11?
Well, the one thing, here's the one thing that I don't do, so I can't speak to guys' personalities or if they have issues.
Right.
But the player that I absolutely love on tape is Walter Nolan from Ole Miss.
Okay.
He was a transfer from, I believe, A&M. He was a top five recruit in the entire country, regardless of position. He has snaps that are reminiscent of Jalen Carter, where he just ragdolls offensive linemen in the SEC. I think he's the most, let's put it this way, I think he's the most physical, violent, and he's got great quickness as well, D-tackle in this draft. Whether he's drafted like that, I couldn't begin to tell you. I don't get into that stuff. You know, I don't do mocks, but I loved his tape. But there's a ton of guys that you could probably get in the second or third round as well, depending on how the draft plays out.
Okay.
There it is.
Walter Nolan out of Ole Miss. I'm going to look him up right now, Greg.
All right, guys. Yeah, I'm sure there's YouTube highlights. That's not what I watch, as you guys know.
Of course.
But I'm sure there's YouTube highlights.
No doubt about it. No, there's all kinds of stuff. We're looking at it right now.
296. Yeah.
I just want to know if he's going to be available there at number 11. But, Greg, thank you very much. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.